channels. The radio channels. CRN.
This sponsored program is presented for its entertainment value only as a service to our listeners. CRN does not endorse or object to any topics or views discussed in the program, and we suggest you always consult your own medical, legal, financial, or personal advisor.
It is midnight in the East and 9 p.m. here in Southern California, Larry W., with the second hour of the Monday night edition of There Is a Solution on the Recovery Talk Network, RTN, the voice of recovery here in Southern California. We are on in 34 states and over 12 million homes on CRN Digital Talk. At 5 minutes after the hour, we'll be joined by Langer Broadcasting Stations, WBIX 1060 AM in Boston and WLTH in Gary, Indiana, in the area of Chicago. We hope you're joining us or on the computer, of course, worldwide, on the net at www.crntalk.com. If you're listening to us on one of your cable systems and are traveling sometime in one of the cities that we are not on in cable, of course, you can join us, listen live on the streaming audio here at crntalk.com. Lots to talk about tonight. If you missed the first hour, you're going to be back with more information from John Giordano. He's the president and founder of the Holistic Addiction Treatment Center in North Miami Beach, Florida. It is an inpatient, outpatient, and long-term facility, as I say, in North Miami Beach. The website there is drugrehabcenter.com. John is also the author of Proven Holistic Treatment for Addiction and Chronic Relapse. And we're going to find out more, obviously, for those who are not as familiar with the relapse. It is sometimes a part of the long-term recovery. It certainly was in mine. I got sober in North Miami at the Biscayne Room. First I went in 1974 and then played around a little bit, got sober July 21st, 1975. After doing a lot of drinking in North Miami and North Miami Beach, John, I want to welcome you back here. I used to go to a place, first I went to Big Daddy's or those places.
Oh, sure.
You knew that. There's one on 100 and I think 24th or something, and then went up beyond 163rd, and there was a little place called the Executive Club.
You're kidding, right?
No,
I used to manage the Executive Club.
You used to manage? Do you know Joanne? No, forget it. You used to manage the Executive Club on 182nd or whatever that was?
That's right.
I think I still have my card somewhere in my wallet.
Yep, I used to manage that. That's where all the record guys used to hang out.
Wow.
And
well, I was just a punk. I started practicing law in North Miami Beach in May of 1974. And I used to go up there. In fact, as I mentioned, I got into AA in July of 75 after you went to Cedar Sinai. I got stuck in Jackson Memorial after a car crash and had to spend the night at Jackson Memorial with a whopping $100 bond, I think, was all they did in the 70s. You know, they weren't
right.
They weren't like they were now. But that is so funny. I was going to say, well, I wonder if the executive, or even if he heard of it, forget he managed it. And I went up there, I remember, in October, and I had a couple of months of sobriety, and I think I had a drink, and then I was up there New Year's Eve of 1975, and I didn't drink till because I was kind of trying to stay sober, as we try to do without, I wasn't really working any kind of program. And I remember it was right after midnight, and I finally decided, well, I'll have a drink. Well, the next 7 months are a blur, 1975, till I got back, and I guess it's not there anymore on 130.
No, it's not there. Cubby used to own that place.
Ah, wow.
My name's Cubby.
Wow, that's funny. That's funny. Well, we're going to talk a lot about, I don't know how much more about North Miami Beach. I'll come back down there. There's great, great stories. That's hysterical. And got sober at a place called the Biscayne Room, which the people there, one of the founders, a woman, went over to Atlanta. And now there is still a Biscayne Room in Atlanta, even though the one in North
Miami. They have a Biscayne Room there now also.
Ah. Well, that's interesting. Well, I got to get back down that way, too, at some point. John Giordano is our delightful guest. He's you probably have seen him on. I guess now you're working on something with 24 Hours. Is that right? Or 48 hours.
It should be coming out in December. They got a kid through treatment, and they're following him and seeing what's going on. And meanwhile, he's doing really well.
Well, that's great. Well, we're going to hear more about
another show that we're doing also that no one has done. about what goes on inside of a treatment center.
We're going to want to hear that. John Giordano is our great guest here for tonight. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to the Recovery Talk Network on CRN Digital Talk.
The best, values are just around the corner. Penny Saver.
Millions of weekly readers of the Penny Saver shopper already know us as the best source of local shopping values. But did you know that we're online, too? At PennySaverUSA.com, you'll find more of what you're looking for. Hundreds of thousands of items for sale from local, regional, and national retailers, plus neighborhood garage sales, free stuff, used cars, antiques, furniture, real estate, and a whole lot more. Browse our classifieds, download coupons, enter contests, and read restaurant reviews. You'll never know what you'll find. So next time you're shopping online, make your first stop, PennySaverUSA.com, where the best values are just a click away.
The best, values are just around the corner. Penny Saver.
Chances are someone you love deals with the challenges of alcoholism, compulsive eating, drug abuse, or some other addiction or compulsive behavior. Maybe even you. My name is Larry W. on the Recovery Talk Network. Join me live Monday and Tuesday nights, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern, 8 to 10 Pacific, and Richard C. on Wednesdays, where we'll feature individuals with firsthand knowledge of addiction and recovery. That's the Recovery Talk Network, Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 8 to 10 Pacific, here on CRN Digital Talk. We are coming up on 7 minutes after the hour. This is Larry W. with the second hour of the Monday night edition of There Is a Solution on the Recovery Talk Network. We are here every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday on CRN Digital Talk and Langer Broadcasting, WBIX 1060 AM live in Boston, WLTH in Gary, Indiana, maybe even into Chicago. Tomas is handling the heavy duty for us tonight. Tomas, how are you doing this evening?
I'm quite well, Larry.
I appreciate that. I'm glad to have you aboard and handling the hard work here. It's easy for me. I just get to talk and bring on great guests, such as the one tonight, John Giordano, who has his own remarkable story of addiction and recovery, and now has been helping lots of folks and families get put back together again, despite what Humpty Dumpty says, with his G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Center in North Miami Beach, Florida, dealing with inpatient treatments, detox, intensive outpatient, and long-term treatment. You can go to their website at drugrehabcenter.com. Of course, all the information is on our website here at recoverytalknetwork.com. If you have any questions, you can give us a call, 800-336-2225, or send me an email, and I'm right here at the boards here, and people have done that and send me information. We got a question a little bit more about relapse, so we're going to do that. You can do what they did. Send me an email, LarryW@RecoveryTalkNetwork.com, if you don't want to go on the air. And some of these people, obviously, John, first of all, welcome back, John Giordano.
Oh, thank you.
There is a whole stigma attached with not just the addictions, which are hard enough, even though, as you said in the first hour, do you ever hear this line about people who they're hiding behind a pebble? Oh, wait a minute. That was your line. I knew I heard it somewhere.
Changing seats on the Titanic. That was yours.
Oh, okay. Right. Believe me, it really wasn't mine either, but we'll let that one go.
Hey, what the heck?
But there is a stigma about addiction, of course, and people think it's shameful, as I did for a while, or that it's a moral failure. Talk a little bit about that, where people are coming from, as you see people coming in, or even family members.
Well, you know, it's really interesting culturally also. Hispanics, okay, it's very difficult for them to have their sons come in because the mothers try to protect them. And the fathers are very proud, and they don't want anybody to know their son has an addiction. So meanwhile, a lot of them are suffering. And a lot of people are ashamed of having this disease. And a lot of them walk around like I did. I didn't even know I had a disease or I had anything.
So either,
as far as I was concerned, I was just partying.
That's right. So he goes everywhere from the denial, which I've also heard people say, you know, if you don't think you have a problem, you're really not in denial. Denial is really about lying about something. Like the kid says, I didn't steal the cookies. knowing that he did it, and he denies he did it. Where there's other people who just don't even think, as you say, they feel they're partying. They don't even think they have a problem. To the people who know they have a problem, but it's feeling that it's shameful as opposed to just being a disease. They wouldn't say that about cancer or diabetes.
No, of course not. And what happens is, with you know, what's funny about it is I remember pointing to a guy in a corner at a party and saying, look at that fool. I would never act like that. One day I was that fool in the corner.
That's right.
And who would know that that would ever be me?
That's what I remember being at a party again in South Florida. My brother was at the University of Miami Law, and this woman said she didn't want to drink. And, of course, me being the drinker and the obnoxious SOB that I was, she said, well, you know, when I drink, it upsets me. And that's how she dealt with it. And I said, so what, if you ever had a stomach ache, you never eat again? Ha, ha, ha. But that became me, too. So,
right.
Boy, I hadn't thought about that since you brought up your story. And that's why we're all alike in this situation, too.
Well, you know what it is. It's just like it's very difficult to look at our shortcomings. And, you know, just because you and I have so many years doesn't mean I just want the guests, the people out there to know that, listen, I'm still working on my stuff. And, you know, and I'm sure you are as well. You know, stuff comes up on a daily basis, debts and things that we do, and sometimes we lie, and then we got to go and make a quick amends and change it. And I would never do that before. I would go to, I know my father always taught me, if your wife catches you with another woman, even if she catches you in the act, tell her it's a mirage.
deny.
Yeah, deny all the way down.
Wow. So people come to you, as you say, with the, and they may not feel they have a problem, or they know something's going on. And that's where the assessment comes in.
Yeah, we get people with everything. We get people that some of the people, their parents wanted to go there. Some people, like lawyers, for instance, have to go because of the bar. They get the lawyer's assistance program, sends them, or doctors. The funniest group I've ever had was two doctors. I had a lawyer, a football player, and some kids, and some businessmen in the same group.
Huh.
And let me tell you something. The lawyers, of course, were debating the legalities of this and what's the right thing to do, was that the doctors come from their ego that I know I'm a doctor, and the football player says, what am I doing with people like you? And the kids are laughing. So I look at all of them and they say, well, how do you know? You know, what do you know? This and I says, well, let me talk to you this way. Your best thinking got your butt in that chair.
Wow.
So let's look at what's really going on, fellas. And the whole group just shut down. And then we talked about real stuff.
Do you think it's, I guess they'd have to listen to you a little bit more because, again, you, John Giordano's, I guess, has been clean and sober now 23-plus years. I guess, you know, that gives you extra credibility right off the bat. That's got to help. And with that, before I realized I can't ask you a question because you're smart enough to hear the music and know that we got to go to a break, you smart son of a gun, you.
Silence is golden.
Especially when I'm trying to talk. Anyway, great. John Giordano, Larry W. back here on Recovery Talk Network, CRN Digital Talk, and Langer Broadcasting. We'll be back right after this.
Winter is around the corner, and with energy costs on the rise, now is the time to replace your home's old drafty windows. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilt in for easy cleaning, and may also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Call 1-800-569-1093 for a free in-home design consultation. Count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you've come to expect for over 100 years. Call now and save $375 off your replacement windows. Offer ends 12-107. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Energy savings may vary depending upon your home. Replace your windows now. Call Sears at 1-800-569-1093 and save $375. Add beauty and charm to your home and save energy at the same time. Call Sears today at 1-800-569-1093. Sears, where it begins.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0362. 1-800-410-0362. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0362.
I can make anybody pretty. I can make you believe any lie. I can make you pick a fight with somebody twice your size. Well, I've been known to cause a few breakups, and I've been known to cause a few births. I can make you new friends or get you fired from work. And since the day I left Milwaukee, Lynchburg and Bordeaux, friends been making the bars lots of big money and helping white people dance.
All right, helping white people dance. Larry W. here, that's Brad Paisley.
We all need it sometimes.
That we do. Welcome back to the Monday night edition of There Is a Solution on the Recovery Talk Network. John Giordano is my guest tonight, great guest for the first hour and now the second hour. He's the president and founder of the Holistic Addiction Treatment Center in North Miami Beach. You can go to their website at drugrehabcenter.com. Of course, all the information's on recoverytalknetwork.com. And if you're listening tonight, and I guess anywhere in the country, right, John? Anybody can give you a call?
Yeah, we get people from all over the world.
All over the world, I guess.
Yeah, we have one girl from Iceland there now, another guy from Europe, another. I mean, they come from everywhere. It's amazing. When they hear what we do and how we do it, and we're just down to earth, and we're not, you know, talking down, or, you know, not to say that treatment centers do that, but some do. You know, and come from a different paradigm than we do.
Uh-huh.
I think any treatment center is good if you get help.
Well, that's true. And there are lots of, as you said before, there are lots of, all those can roads can lead to Rome, but you got to start somewhere.
Exactly.
That's what people are doing for you. And I want to just stand a little bit for people who maybe weren't here for the first hour. Before the last break, you mentioned that because of your own story of being in recovery, I'd like to think, and I would think that people are going to maybe listen to you a little bit more than they might listen to just yet one more, some other doctor or priest or family member. So I wonder, if you could you just maybe qualify a little bit and let people know who maybe didn't hear the first hour, give us a couple of minutes about your story?
Well, to make it really brief, you know, I was brought up when my father was a heroin dealer. You know, I was molested when I was a kid. I quit school when I was 16. I had all the things that usually people think were against them, and they worked in my favor when I got into recovery. I used to sell drugs. I used to do collections for the smugglers and all of that stuff. And what it all became was a way, when I got into recovery, a means to talk to people about different things and things that they experienced. And when you experience these things, I find out for me that I could touch another person's heart because I'm really only touching my own.
Ah, well.
And their own pain and my own pain.
But it does help. I mean, there's no doubt that, you know, when we hear it from another, it does help make a difference because we can identify it just a little bit more. And I know it's... I'm sure it's assisted some of the folks who just might not listen to yet another, as I say, yet some other doctor that says, hey, you need to get help.
Exactly. And that doesn't mean they can't help you because they're not in recovery.
Oh, of course.
You know.
Definitely true. But it's just some people, they don't hear it from some.
Right.
Certainly we do. I mean, I have family members. We all have, you know, situations that, you know, I didn't want to hear it or maybe they don't want to hear it. So we
right.
all know what that's like. How long has G&G been around?
Well, actually, it's been 20 years. This particular company has been around, I think, 9 years now.
Uh-huh.
And you know, it's interesting. I have two children. I told you earlier that are in recovery. My son OD'd. I watched him on the bed getting charcoal down his throat. And me blaming, I was in recovery at the time, blaming myself and knowing all of these things. And, you know, I had to go to therapy to get help. how to deal with this stuff. And I learned that in recovery. And for those parents out there, see, I could talk to parents from a parent's point of view. I know what that's like.
That's true, and that's a big advantage as well. And as we all say, but for the pain, it was something, and the lesson, it was something we wish we didn't have to go through. But it does give us an opportunity to do service. I know I have a 13-year-old son, and he's seen me on this side of recovery, fortunately. But then I relapsed with my compulsive overeating, and it's only the last couple of years since I've taken off 90 pounds, and that makes a huge difference.
You know, it's a journey. It's a process. It's not an event.
Right.
These things come up, and you deal with them, and that's what recovery gives you, the tools to deal with this stuff. The other thing gives you the tools to escape, but you don't escape anywhere.
No, not going anywhere. That's right. I still got to look in the mirror. And my 8x10s became 8x20s, though, unfortunately.
Right.
All right, when we come back, I want to hear more about the book and the aspect of the book, which is about chronic relapse. My guest, John Giordano, has been with us. You can go to his website, drugrehabcenter.com. Come on, folks. You know you know someone who has a problem. Don't just wait till things get a lot worse. There is a lot of solutions out there. That's why the show is called There Is a Solution. Larry W., CRN Digital Talk, Recovery Talk Network. We'll be right back.
How do you feel? Where are your views on what you're hearing? Give us a call and share them with us at CRN Digital Talk. It's toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 1-800-336-2225. Again, that toll-free number, 1-800-336-2225. Join us today on CRN Digital Talk. We're here for you, 1-800-336-2225.
I was searching for an answer when I reached out and found Narcotics Anonymous.
Surrounded by fellow addicts, I realized I was not alone.
Recovery is what happens at NA meetings. It is possible to stop using drugs.
Call Narcotics Anonymous. We can help.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you considering bankruptcy? With the new bankruptcy laws, you may not qualify. There is another option. Call Financial Freedom of America for free information and learn how you can have your credit card bills reduced by up to 60%. You never have to pay back a penny of the debt that is settled for you. Let Financial Freedom of America show you how their proven debt reduction system can save you thousands or tens of thousands. They are experts at negotiating debt settlements and can wipe out up to 60% of your credit card bills. You need to have $10,000 or more in credit card debt to qualify for this program. Don't suffer from the burden and hardship of your overwhelming debts any longer. They'll do all the work for you. Call Financial Freedom of America today at 800-781-9713. That's 800-781-9713. For your free consultation, call Financial Freedom of America now, 800-781-9713.
Hello?
Hey, this is your cell phone.
Huh?
You know, you treat me like a kid.
What?
Oh, sure, you've cut the cord, but you don't realize how much I've grown up. I can do speed dial, text messaging, voicemail, video, wireless internet.
Yeah.
I can even help you keep your kid off drugs.
Keep my kid? How?
You talked to your son about not smoking marijuana, right?
Well, of course.
Well, some other people are telling him something different. Here, let's send him a text message. Ask him what he's up to.
Good idea. Let's do it.
Staying in touch. The Anti-Drug. Learn more at theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Hi, this is Keith and Charmy Amber, just exploding with new perspectives.
And sound answers to life's tough questions.
Check out Mastering Ourselves on CRN 1, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern.
We're spiritual lifestyle experts offering an intriguing journey where you end up more at home with yourself, your behavior, and your understanding of life.
So come on.
You can do it.
Stretch into
the greater you
on Mastering Ourselves.
Four minutes after the hour, Larry W. That's the After Midnight Project. Another great group we got from Alana Downey and Funhouse Presents. Alana will be back with more stories of people and musicians, singers, entertainers in recovery. Tonight, it's John Giordano. He's the founder of the Giordano and Goldfarb Holistic Addiction Treatment Center, detox, inpatient, intensive outpatient and long-term treatment in North Miami Beach, Florida, but anywhere in the world. If you have a problem, you can give them a call, 800-559-9503, 800-559-9503, and of course, go to their website at drugrehabcenter.com. John, you're also the author of Proven Holistic Treatment for Addiction and Chronic Relapse. How did the book come about?
Well, it's just really interesting. I thought of the book, I said, listen, they need a guide of some sort that's simple, easy to read, and the things that they come up against during recovery and getting into recovery. So what I did was, I learned it from my karate days.
Wow.
And I have over 200 black belts that are national karate champions and state champions.
Really? Well, that's, and again,
I'm
I want
a three-time
applause,
national karate champion. My instructor was that, and his instructor was. It's a formula for success. You know, you use your own personality, but you take this formula and you just repeat it. That's what winners do. That's how you learn to be a winner. That's why
I say there are winners and learners. I've heard from someone, James Ray, as opposed to winners and losers. Winners and learners.
Well, I don't think there's any losers, like you said.
Yeah.
There's only people. See, our past is our lessons. So whatever happens to us in our past, these are our lessons. Whether you take that lesson and you bring it to fruition to be a winner, or you just keep repeating those lessons.
Correct.
So what I did was I interviewed over 250 people who I considered had good recovery. And what that means is not just drugs and alcohol. They started to live a life of a healthy life. What good is it quitting drugs and alcohol and you're smoking cigarettes, you're eating yourself to death, you're getting diabetes, you got all these things going on with you, and you die from something else.
You know, it's so true, and it's one of the things I work on, because especially for me, and I was 30 years sober and 100 pounds overweight, so I was one of the, I can speak from a standpoint, as you're saying, as one who was bowing at the altar of sobriety, and now I speak and I talk about, you know, we've got to remember, we don't say the sobriety prayer, we say the serenity prayer, and when sobriety became the be-all and end-all for me, I was killing myself, so I can identify totally,
and
tell me more about
that. A lot of addicts and alcoholics die from lung cancer.
Sure.
They die from,
sure, heart disease and maybe it becomes gambling or something else that destroys them.
A multitude of addictions.
I used to go to the Biscayne Dog Track after I left my AA meeting in North
right.
Miami. I got there by the second race. You know where it is, right? Yeah. I don't know if it's still there.
But. Oh, sure. I know. I treat people that go there.
Oh,
hopefully, they don't go there anymore.
That's right. Well, I stopped, but anyway.
So the book, continue.
Yeah.
With the book, what I did was I interviewed those people, and I put all those pieces together, what made people successful. And then I went to people that weren't as successful, that kept relapsing, and asked them what they did. And it was very interesting. All the winners did the same stuff, the ones that had continual recovery. Then all the people that kept relapsing did the same stuff. So it's not rocket science. Stop going to meetings. Stop a support system. Stop, do things that you know is not right. Keep lying, manipulating, and do those behaviors. Lose some kind of, have no kind of spirituality at all. Some people think AA and NA is a cult. You know what? It's the best cult I ever been in.
That's
and
right.
When they say, well, God this and God that, and here's what I said, and here's what they taught me. God, how about this? G-O-D. Good orderly direction. Can you handle that?
Wow.
Go forward from there.
Yeah. That's great. And that takes away that, if you want to call it the stigma of the way to call it the cult or feeling that they got to, that they can't go because they're either not of that religion, that there is, and there is no religion. But that's
right.
Good orderly direction. That's a great message, folks out there. You're not going to get any better one. So that's great. And that's certainly important. I like that. I asked William Cope Moyers, who was on last week. We all know about the statistics. Joseph Califano's been on, and he just does a terrific job with the National Center on Addiction and Substance Abuse, outlining the extent of the problem. And we know that and how every addict affects another half a dozen people in their lives. But I asked him, where are the numbers on how many people are in recovery? And they don't have that yet, the back end. So your book is, I think, this because we want to show people, and I'm looking forward to reading it myself. But that's a great thing. Go to the winners, find out what's working, and it's not theoretical anymore.
And find out what's not working.
That's
so
it.
You know, it's just amazing. We know how to cure this disease. Everybody says, cure?
Yeah.
I say, yeah. Well, the only problem is we can't get people to comply.
Well, that's right. The answers are here. That's why we call it There Is a Solution. And that's why with people like you, and I'm trying to do my share, bring it out to the mainstream media and not just in the dark rooms of churches. Larry W., John Giordano, our great guest. We've got another 30 minutes. We'll be right back on the Recovery Talk Network, the voice of recovery.
Digital Talk Radio, CRN, CRN.
Do you eat when you're not hungry? Do you eat to escape? Is your weight affecting your life? Is your life affecting your weight? Can you answer no to these questions? Thousands of other people can't either. See, you're not alone. If you're concerned about your eating habits, your relationship with food, or you think you suffer from compulsive eating, contact Overeaters Anonymous. We can help. After all, it's not what you're eating, it's what's eating you.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more? Get ready for a toll-free number to Associated Tax Relief. Associated Tax Relief has helped others settle their tax debt with the IRS for mere pennies on the dollar. Associated Tax Relief's accountants, attorneys, and tax preparers are experts at negotiating with the IRS to settle your debt and put an end to the letters, wage garnishment, and hassles. In fact, the IRS is offering you a one-time opportunity to pay your tax debt for less than what you owe. You owe it to yourself to find out how you could save literally thousands of dollars on your tax debt by calling for a free consultation. There's absolutely no cost or obligation for this free tax consultation. Get the facts on how Associated Tax Relief can help you settle your debt with the IRS. Call now. 800-659-9787. 800-659-9787. Don't wait another minute. Call for your free consultation. 800-659-9787. 800-659-9787.
Hi there, I'm John O'Hurley for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. You know, most of you know me from my lunatic side on Seinfeld, Jay Peterman, but I want to talk to you about something that's not so funny, drinking and driving. You know that more than 300 people are killed in America every week in collisions that are caused by drunk drivers? Just imagine, that's the equivalent of 2 plane crashes in 1 week, every week. So be responsible, won't you? Choose a designated driver. Because friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
Let Sears keep you warm this winter with a new Carrier or Kenmore heating system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you call Sears at 1-800-931-7721 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 12-107, subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Call now for your new heating system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-931-7721. That's 1-800-931-7721. Sears, where it begins.
Your credit card debt is getting out of control. You're having trouble making the monthly minimums. Sound familiar? You have to do something, but what? Well, you don't have to file for bankruptcy. The mortgage brokers want you to put up your family home to pay off credit card debts. Problem is that more often than not, you find yourself using the credit cards again. Only this time, there's no equity left in your home, and you have a whole new pile of credit card debt. It doesn't have to be this way. We're Credit Card Relief. We help people just like you get out of debt in months instead of years and save you thousands of dollars. Call now for a free consultation. We're an attorney-driven program with an excellent reputation. The consultation is free and the relief is real.
Call 1-866-994-4646. That's 1-866-994-4646. Not available in all states. 1-866-994-4646.
It's 34 minutes after the hour. Larry W. back with the final 26 minutes of the Tuesday, Monday night edition. Tomorrow night it'll be Dr. Terry Egan. He's the medical director of Moonview Sanctuary. Go to moonviewsanctuary.com. It's an outpatient treatment facility here in Southern California, also with a variety of methods and modalities for a variety of addictions and behavioral disorders. Next week, Dr. Laura Trice, who has instituted a program called Writing in Recovery. She has done that at places such as Promises and other treatment facilities, and also has an interesting website and product called Wholesome Junk Food. And Dr. Laura will be here. I call her the good Dr. Laura. No offense, Dr. Laura, but Dr. Laura Trice will be here in the weeks to come. Also, another doctor, Dr. Simba Babatope, who is the publisher of Recovery Solutions Magazine, the quarterly edition. Lindsay Lohan was on the cover, and Simba, Dr. Babatope, interviewed Lindsay Lohan and wrote about Lindsay Lohan, then interviewed William Cope Moyers. Lots of folks, and a lot of 12-step people on. Kim, Robert, and Rustin B. will be on, a father and son in recovery, 40 years and 20 years respectively. Lots of folks will be here on the Recovery Talk Network. Tonight, lots more with John Giordano, founder of Holistic Addiction Treatment Center, author of Proven Holistic Treatment for Addiction and Chronic Relapse. Go to his website, drugrehabcenter.com, or give them a call at 800-559-9503. If you or a loved one, and I mean that, if you're having any problems, John, as you said, whether they can necessarily come to you or not, and you'll assist them. When people call, what can they expect on a phone call?
They'll tell them about the program. They'll tell them how much it costs. They'll check to see if they got insurance, or check to see if they can afford it. And if they can't, we will direct them to, if it's Medicare or Medicaid, they would have a recording. They'll direct them to where to call, how to do it, because it's so difficult to make that first call. And a lot of the parents and everything, they're so scared. They don't know what's the right program. Am I sending them to a stranger? I want them close to me. And they don't realize that they're going to get these people out of the area, away from people, places, and things, to get the better results.
That's what I used to hear, change playgrounds and change playmates. I didn't do that my first time around. Otherwise, I'd have 33 years.
You got that right.
I went to a Beefsteak Charlie's to get up there in Allendale. And my friend, who was the manager there, said, try this bottle of wine. It's a spiritual experience. A lot he knew.
He became a Larry in a bottle instead of a genie in a bottle.
That's right. First the man took a drink, and then the drink took the drink, and then the drink took the young man.
Right.
All right, so continuing then, let's talk a little bit about relapse and a little bit more about that, preventing it and maybe dealing with it. And I know I had some shame when I went into relapse, and it took me a lot of years to get back. And just how do you approach relapse?
Well, you know, relapse to me, you know, sometimes for some people has to be part of their journey. Now, my wife, who's in recovery about 19 years, relapsed just 4 years ago. And she had a drink, one drink, but it wasn't just the drink, it was the behavior, the lying and you know, avoiding me and the fear that she had. And I love it at that. And I says, listen, you know, she finally came clean. I says, look, you start over, you pick a white chip of honey, you didn't lose anything, all you did is change your date. And you got to move forward, you know. Now, you can use that as an excuse. Oh, look what I did again, I'll never get this. Oh, that's baloney.
Yeah.
Okay, you make a mistake. People, that's why they put erasers on pencils.
Ah, good. Well said. Well, we got a call. Let's take that call. And good evening. Thank you for calling. Do you have a question for John Giordano?
Well, I sort of have a question for both of you.
Go right ahead, sir.
How are you?
We are fine.
I'm doing well, I guess.
Talk about the wonderful program on Wednesday night with Richard C.
There we go. But John, this is great. This is Richard C. from Richard C. and the Old Timers, 27 years clean and sober. And
actually, it's 10,213 days.
But who's counting?
But who's counting?
And how many seconds and how many minutes? My partner does that.
Is that right?
I can't remember today.
Exactly.
I wanted to say how wonderful. Larry, this is the first time I've been able to open the computer, listen to the show.
Oh, now that you moved to Tucson, this is one of my co-partners in crime here, John.
Oh, cool.
And I also wanted to acknowledge the importance of relapse prevention. I've been able to get sober and stay sober, but I had 28 days of relapse prevention under Gorski's plan for not wanting to commit suicide. And obviously it worked.
That it has. And you're coming up, I guess, when is your birthday? November something, right?
November 4th.
November
Good
4th.
Good for you.
November 4th.
November 4th, by the grace of God and people in Alcoholics Anonymous. I won't keep you because I want to hear about John. I just wanted you to know, Larry, that I'm able to finally, with
well,
a
that's
computer,
great.
Listen
I'm glad.
To the program.
Now that your move is complete, Richard, we'll all be listening to Richard. Who's your guest this Wednesday, Richard?
It's Paul Appleby. I had lunch with him today. Great guy. I got another guy, a Native American, next week. Just some wonderful people coming into my life.
Well, we're glad that we're able to bring
That's
the
cool.
show to Tucson.
So you guys go ahead, and it's a great show.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you.
So go ahead.
We'll talk
continue.
About relapse.
Please.
Unfortunately, I've never relapsed with drugs and alcohol, but I've relapsed in some behaviors, you know, and those can take you down that slippery slope just as fast as anything else.
Sure, and what
and if you got a support team and you got a sponsor and you got people that you know and you're not afraid to talk to people and let that animal out of the bag, you can get the help. You know, fear is F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. And what addicts and alcoholics do, they F everything and run.
Taking notes, Tomas. Come on, man. I may need this stuff tomorrow. You know that.
Yeah, I'm sure you will.
That's great, John. So the book came out how long ago?
I've been handing it out for 3 years. I did a self-publishing, and then we got published.
Oh, okay.
And it's insane.
It's available on now on Amazon.com.
Right, and on any bookstore. Just mention the name or my name, and they'll get it for you if it's not on the shelf.
Well, that's great. I know people are going to want to see that. And for people in recovery as well, it's probably maybe even, who do you think the audience is there?
Oh, well, believe it or not, it's for people in recovery. Mm-hmm. People want to know what recovery is about and what methodology to do. It's got a self-evaluation in the back and gives you make up your own treatment plan for where you are in your recovery continuum. Because, you know, like people get sponsored to say, like I did, when I first started, they said, get a sponsor. So I had two guys, I was in treatment at the time. I says, okay, so I got a guy that was 2 weeks ahead of me. I said, I got a sponsor.
Well, there you go.
You know,
this is great.
And this is what we do with addicts. We want to look good instead of be good.
Ah, that is terrific. All right, well, John Giordano, we still got another more than 15 minutes back with him. This is Larry W. on The Voice of Recovery and Langer Broadcasting. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom81.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom81.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 81.com. Freedom81.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance and are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide non-insurance medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies, regardless of your current health condition. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they may have been. You'll save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest health care networks in the country. To sign up or learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars on your health care every year, call Qualified Health. Call 888-600-3005. That's 888-600-3005. Qualified Health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind, so if you don't have insurance or you're underinsured, call Qualified Health now. Call 888-600-3005.
Thank you. Memories and drinks don't mix too well. Jukebox records don't play those wedding bells. Looking at the world through the bottom of a glass, all I see is a man who's fading fast. Tonight I need that woman again. What I'd give for my baby to just walk in. Sit down beside me and say it's all right. Take me home and make sweet love to me tonight. But here I am again, mixing misery and gin.
And here I am again, Larry W. with 45 After the Hour, Misery and Gin. Did you like music a lot when you were out there using and drinking? John Giordano is our guest.
I can't remember it.
Oh, man, all those drunk songs. But I used to...
Oh, God.
Great. Well, you know, like with Sinatra and all those barroom, you know, one for the, one more for the road. I mean, I used to do all that stuff.
You're dating yourself.
I am dating my. I used to be dating myself a lot.
I know, me too. I used to get stoned, lock myself up in a room, and just look at the ceiling.
Yeah.
And I used to call that fun.
That was right. That was my social life.
Yeah.
John Giordano, we're discussing G&G's Holistic Addiction Treatment Center in North Miami Beach, Florida. I wanted to touch on another thing about the media. I don't know what you're finding, but you know, you've been on a lot of shows. You mentioned that you got 48 Hours coming up, right? They've done some.
Yeah.
A
we used to have our own television show for 6 years, also.
Really?
Yeah, we had a talk show that we I put together about 10 years ago, and it covered all kinds of subject matter and things of that to inform the public. Of what is treatment? Nobody really knows.
That's true.
And there's so many different variables here. And what is addiction? They don't know about that either.
No, and it's really a shame. It's obviously that's been my mission. I know it's yours as well, to get this out into the public. We got to strip the getting out of the closet, out of the shadows, and see addiction for the disease that it is, and also recovery for the hope that it offers. Obviously, that's my soapbox.
Well, they keep talking about the low numbers and, oh, there's only a 10 or a 5 out of 100. How much is a life worth?
Ah, well said. That's well. And the other question I find is that, well, the numbers are so low because people don't want to talk about it. If we get it, if we strip it of its mystique, I think, and people see, oh, what, it's a disease. You know, you wouldn't whisper about, oh, Elizabeth Edwards, she's the wife of that presidential candidate. I heard she has cancer. I mean, I remember Life magazine cover with John Wayne saying, I licked the big C. That's how he called it back then. I never forgot that. My mother died of cancer. My father is a smoker, had heart disease. And, you know, this isn't out in the media. Well, we need to get it out there. And obviously, I really appreciate you coming out and sharing
the message. Well, you know, the media wants sensationalism. You know,
true.
But one thing that gets me a little crazy is a lot of these treatment centers, because they want to sell, you know, people to come in and, oh, we got 90% success rate.
Yeah.
And, you know, and here's how they get for the public out there. Let me tell you how they find out their success rate. They call the addict up and they say, how are you using today? And the guy says, oh excuse me. No, not today. I'm fine.
Right.
Oh, that's one for us.
Oh, man.
You know, and until we have a better system, when people ask us, what's your recovery rate? I tell them, look, I'll put it to you this way. We're always full. We've been around for 20 years. I got a drawer full of letters of people and families that thank us, and I got a third of my staff that's in recovery. That's the best I can do.
You know, it's interesting. And another level, you know, I look here at CRN Digital Talk, people say, well, what are your ratings? And there's no Arbitron for a cable radio station. And I say the same thing. Michael Horn put this together 25 years ago. We're in 34 states. You know, the phone rings, and he's got a stack of letters, too. What can I do? You know, is that not good enough for you? Well, who knows? Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But you're right. The proof is the people, the testimonials, and you obviously have many. You couldn't keep the doors open after this long if it weren't working, because...
I believe God looks over our treatment center.
Yeah.
And if you're doing the wrong thing, I promise you, whether you call it God, energy, I don't care what you want to call it, you're going to get it. Karma, what goes around, will definitely come around.
Well, there's no doubt. And there are places that do close down for whatever reason. Sometimes it's their, if you want to say, fault or accountability. And sometimes it may not be. But the success, as you wrote in your book, you know, it's, you know, you get a recipe for success. I love the fact that you did that and show people, because, you know, success, recovery is 100% in that individual, irrespective of whatever other numbers you want. As far as I'm concerned, as far as you're concerned, you know, we got a whole bunch of change here. We stack in 24s, and it continues to work. Well, that's...
Well, you know, it's like in the book, I also tell the people of what people give, say, to keep them away from recovery. For instance, a guy says to me, I don't want to go to those meetings. You know, I get nothing out of it. So my question is, what do you put in it?
Ah.
You know, and then they say, well, I'm bored. Well, that means you're boring.
This is
you
great
know, I mean,
stuff.
Come on. You're bored. People sit home. They're sitting home doing the clicker on television. They say they're bored. Get out.
Yeah.
Go to a meeting. So you're investing an hour.
Meet some
How much
people,
time
sure.
do you invest in fixing your car, going to get your drugs, and you can't take, you're not worth an hour?
Oh, man. I mean, again, going back to, you know, whether it was gambling or whatever and pouring over the whatever that newspaper
was. Oh, yeah, the slot machines or the blackjack.
Yeah, figuring out, and, it's 6 4-longs to a second or whatever, a minute. I don't know what I used to do here. Thank goodness those are behind me. Well, we're going to be back. We have some final inspiring moments with John Giordano. Go to drugrehabcenter.com or call him and his folks at 800-559-9503. Larry W., John Giordano, Tomas helping us out here. We'll be back for our final segment right after this on The Voice of Recovery, CRN Digital Talk.
How do you feel? Where are your views on what you're hearing? Give us a call and share them with us at CRN Digital Talk. It's toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 1-800-336-2225. Again, that toll-free number, 1-800-336-2225. Join us today on CRN Digital Talk. We're here for you, 1-800-336-2225.
I admitted I was powerless over my addiction. My life had become unmanageable. I had tried to quit on my own, but it never worked. In Narcotics Anonymous, I learned that it is possible to stop using drugs.
Call Narcotics Anonymous. We can help.
Is credit card debt making your life miserable?
Are you tired of harassing phone calls and struggling to make ends meet?
You may qualify for a little-known program through Debt Consultants of America.
This program allows you to pay back only a small portion of the credit card debt you owe.
In fact, up to 60% of your credit card debt could completely be wiped clean.
It's a proven program.
The best part is Debt Consultants of America does all the work for you.
Plus, you don't have to pay back a penny of the debt that they settle for you.
So grab all your credit card statements and call for a free, no-obligation consultation.
Their friendly counselors will give you all the details.
Call 800-768-0548. That's 800-768-0548.
You need to have at least $10,000 in credit card debt to qualify for this program.
For your free, no-obligation consultation, please call us. 800-768-0548. Call now. 800-768-0548.
Hey, Mom, while you're at the office, your teenager has 1,000 strangers in her bedroom.
I have 3,000
friends. She scored some really good weed.
Did you hear what
Betty said?
This girl
was so high.
That's what it's like when your kid's on the internet, and some people talk about drugs.
Got me a dime bag.
I found my mom's pills.
I am annihilated.
So maybe send an instant message, because even with 1,000 people in the room, one more could make a difference.
Hi, it's Mom. Less chatting, more homework.
Gotta go.
See ya. Becky, you said hi.
Checking in. The Anti-Drug. Learn more at theantidrug.com.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
Tune in every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, to the top secret psychic agent, Robin Zodiac, for a live psychic reading here on CRN Digital Talk.
Could be holding you tonight. Could could quit doing wrong, start doing right. You don't care about what I think. I think I'll just stay here and drink.
Cut, stop, stop. 54 after the hour. That's the old days. Or as Bobby Goldsboro would say, leaving the straight life behind. But we don't do that here. This is There Is a Solution. And I just had a great conversation off the air. And I gave it my best stuff. I left it in the green room, John. What do you help me out here? John Giordano's here for our final couple of minutes. We're sick as we are as our secrets, and I just told him a couple. John Giordano, author of Proven Holistic Treatment for Addiction and Chronic Relapse, founder and of the Holistic Addiction Treatment Center. And that word, I guess, holistic, I like what you said before. You don't just treat it as a particular substance abuse or a substance that a person takes. Finish up a little bit about that and then send us off with some words of hope, if you would, John.
Well, you know what? We look at the core issues, the bottom line. We treat the whole person. You treat a piece of it, you're doing nothing. You just treat the, take away the drugs and alcohol, you still have the addict. You got to treat the whole person. You got to give them back their life. A guy quit school like myself. I went and got my GED in recovery. I went to college. You know, I wrote a book. Oh, my God. I didn't even know how to spell.
Ah, interesting.
You know? I mean, these are the things that are possible in recovery that I couldn't even imagine. So I could imagine somebody out there saying, well, you don't really know me. Well, guess what? I know me, and I had a hard time with all of this stuff.
Wow. Well, that's a great message of hope right there. And it doesn't matter. I'm looking at the information on your website, and it could be crack. It could be cocaine, alcohol, of course. But you also have, you know, the opiates, OxyContin.
We specialize really in methamphetamine and crack addiction.
Ah.
We deal with everything. We see amino acids are the key. You'll see. Over the next year or so, in a couple of years, you guys are going to be hearing more and more about brain chemistry. Because that's where all the science is going.
Besides, to Suboxone and stuff like that.
No, not Suboxone and not Methadone.
Right.
I'm not talking about that stuff.
Yeah,
that's detox somebody. And that stuff is what they're doing is, that's the government and the pharmaceutical companies. Hey, let's put them on this drug. It's safer for us.
You know, it was 30 years ago, Woody Allen in Annie Hall talked about, you know, what happened to the kids in his class, he wondered. And one stood up and said, I used to be a heroin addict, now I'm a methadone addict. And he made that joke 30 years ago, and now it's the same thing in some cases.
Well, we have a route. I work with a scientist, Dr. Deborah Mash, from the University of Miami, who happens to be the leading investigator for NIDA, which is the National Institute on Drug Addiction.
Right.
I've worked with her for 12 years with a drug called Ibogaine. Gets them off methadone in 24 hours, 100 milligrams.
Wow. So you can do that right there in the facility.
But we've been doing it for, we got all the documentation, been doing it for 12 years.
Wow. Well, that's great. Well, anybody, that's just remarkable. I really want to thank you, John Giordano. It's been exciting. 2 hours went very quickly. We could talk for another two. We could talk for another 202.
Well, we got a lot of stuff.
We do. We do. Well, there's a lot of hope out there, and thanks to people like you. I want to
thank you
so much for giving us your time tonight. Well, that's it, John Giordano. Thank you, sir.
And thank you, and God bless everybody, Dan. You can do it. Remember, God, good, orderly direction.
I love it. Thank you, John. We're going to be back in touch. Thank you, everybody, for joining us here tonight. Tomorrow night, I'll be back. Dr. Terry Egan, Moonview Sanctuary, another facility here, an outpatient facility here in Southern California. Richard C., as he mentioned, Paul Appleby with Cope Behavioral Services in Tucson. Next week, it's Dr. Laura Trice, Writing in Recovery. Other shows, lots of folks are going to be coming on. Musicians in Recovery. With Alana Downey and publisher Dr. Simba Babatope with the Recovery Solutions Magazine. Lots more every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday here on CRN Digital Talk, Langer Broadcasting, WBIX 1060 AM live in Boston, WLTH in Gary, Indiana. And with that, as I always say, for Big Bob, Mrs. Drysdale, Max and Rhonda, this is Larry W. letting you know, no matter what you're going through, there is a solution. Good night, everybody.